Are we supposed to end up here?
Nobody ever plans on ending up here.
A love on life support.
We were getting back together.
For the last time.
Now the judge.
You hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
Gets to the heart of the problem.
We were young and in love. We had plans on getting married.
You left out a word. Stupid. Young, in love, and stupid.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Chelsea Hansen is suing her ex-boyfriend, 23-year-old Antonio Reed, for loans to make car payments and personal expenses.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 54 on the calendar, in the matter of Hansen versus Reed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, huh?
Ms. Hansen, it is your claim that the defendant owes you some money for making some car payments for him, some other things, and that he's actually signed a promissory note.
Correct.
To pay you back that money. When did he sign the note?
December 2011.
And you and he were a couple for a long time. You met,
yes,
according,
ma'am,
to your papers when you were 16. So you've known him for a long time. I'd like to see the note that he signed. And Antonio Reed, owe Anicia Hansen the following money. $100 broke phone. Somebody wrote over that, $130. $100 broke trunk. What does that mean?
He broke my trunk trying to get into my car.
$40 for shoes.
Yes, I let him borrow money to buy shoes because he didn't have any money.
$300 Honda.
Yes, he buys and sells cars, and I give him money to buy a car. He sold the car, but the car, there was something wrong with it, whatever happened. The guy tricked Tony into buying the car. He didn't make all the money back, what he was to give me, so he owed me money on that. He owed me $900. He paid me $600, and he still owes me $300.
Three car payments you agreed to pay when we were broken up.
When we were broken up, he wasn't working. And he called me and told me that he didn't have money to make his car payment and if I could make it for him.
$50, Anthony, what is that?
His lawyer. When he went to jail, I paid his lawyer fee.
$50?
It was more than $50. That's just what he owes me. But
$900 down payment, what is that for?
For a BMW that I co-signed for.
$2,400 Saturn.
Another car that he bought and sold when we were broken up and didn't give me my money.
$70 HD2 screen.
He bought a cell phone, and he was going to sell the cell phone. The cell phone had a cracked screen. I gave him $70 to replace the cracked screen so he can sell the phone and never gave me the money back.
$20 Orange County.
Gas money to get to work. The bottom is also money that he owes me, but he never agreed to pay me back.
And this all adds up to what?
$5,600. It's at the bottom.
Okay.
That is a promise.
Did you pay? I know what it is.
I understand.
It's a note.
I understand.
That you signed?
Yes, ma'am.
In December?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you pay her back?
I owe her the car payments.
No. I don't have to hear anything about this, sir. You signed it right here.
I did not sign for all of that, ma'am.
You signed the whole thing above your signature.
I did not.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I signed for the car payments. She also loaned me another $410, which I did pay back.
Your Honor, you
under
can tell
rent, me. Household
Shh.
Bills.
No. Listen to me. Is what you're suggesting, sir, that she added things,
yes, ma'am,
in here?
Yes, ma'am.
Added things. Because this is odd. If,
yes,
what,
ma'am,
you're telling me is you just agreed to pay her this.
No, I understand.
You know, all of this looks as if it was all written at the same time and part of the same document. Not what's under here, but everything above your signature.
My signature is covering up some of it. She added stuff on there. I did not do that.
Would, yes, you show, ma'am, this to Mr. Reed, please?
He added stuff, ma'am. This is not mine, honestly.
So I started on the fourth line?
This is not right.
Let's say you disagree with regard to the amount, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm putting that aside for the moment.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to hear your defense, because clearly you say you owed her money.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your defense?
Okay, I've been with plaintiff for 5 years.
I don't care.
Okay.
Listen to me. I don't care. After December of 2011, how did you pay this?
She lived at my house for several years. She did not.
I don't care. what happened before December of 2011.
I understand.
What's your defense? You signed this December of 2011, IOU.
I signed that prior to December 20th. That's when we got together last. When we got together, she wanted me to sign something stating that I would pay her regardless.
Tell me when that was.
That was in January.
Of what year?
2010.
No.
That was a year before, ma'am. That was our last time we got together. There's no date on that piece of paper.
It says November 2011.
Your Honor, I have proof of when I put the down payment on the car, which was after 2010.
You didn't even put all the down payment down.
You're right, I didn't.
I want you to tell me under what circumstances he signed this note. Where were you?
At my apartment in Burbank.
Now I want you to tell me, Mr. Reed, where you were when you signed this note.
I was in her apartment, ma'am.
At what time of the day?
It was evening time, ma'am.
And tell me the circumstances surrounding which you signed this note.
We were getting back for the last time.
We were what?
We were getting back together.
For the last time?
Yes, ma'am. We were working on our relationship, ma'am, and I wanted to prove to her that I was going to pay her back some money.
And you had been separated several times before.
Yes, ma'am.
But this was the last time
you
tried.
We didn't have time, obviously.
This was the last time.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, according to you, Mr. Reed, and I'm reading from your answer.
Yes, ma'am.
In December 2011, Chelsea and I got back together again, and she moved back into my home.
She moved back, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's not in 2010, sir. That's in December of 2011. When you say the note was signed.
I signed half that, ma'am.
I asked you when the note was signed. You said it was 2010. So you made a mistake.
Might have, yes, ma'am.
You might have.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you owe $5,000. Always get tripped up.
I did not. That's half that note. It's not true.
I don't care, sir. It looks perfectly fine to me. You lied to me once. I don't believe you.
Okay.
Now, let's get to your counterclaim.
My counterclaim? My counterclaim is after we broke up for the last time, she went outside of my car when I tried to leave. She scratched my entire car, the whole driver's side, as well as my hood. A week after that, me and
just
my...
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have pictures of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
Your Honor, I have a note here.
You're wearing the same outfit.
That's my car today. The scratches never were left.
I just wanted to know.
Yes,
you took
ma'am.
Pictures of your car today. You're wearing the same outfit you're wearing in court. I find that's
I don't know. My pictures were blurry, so they actually asked me to take some more pictures. I tried to get the car detailed to remove the scratches. They will not come off.
Okay.
She was upset. The following week when we were in Vegas, she also keyed his car and slashed his tires, ma'am.
Key car.
I have a note here. It was September 2010 from his girlfriend. But she asked me about the scratches, and I made a reference back to her that I did not do the scratches. Not only that, Your Honor, but the car is in my name. I am responsible for this. I would not put scratches on a car that I would be responsible for. I have also made Antonio's...
Just a second. Hold on a second.
Ma'am.
Whose name is on the lease for this car?
Mine and hers. She co-signed, which I co-signed her car as well. We were together for 5 years. Both of our credit would help each other.
Besides the fact.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
So both of your names are on the lease?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're both responsible for any damage to the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
But the thing is, when I turn in the lease, I'm sure she has nothing to do with me. She's not going to be there when I have to pay.
Is she?
Your Honor, he's made my credit score.
I'm speaking. Is she still driving a car that you're obligated to pay
yes,
on a
ma'am.
Lease?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right?
My car?
Yes.
That he co-signed for? Yes.
So you're both driving around in cars that the other one is obligated?
Yes.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever
I
heard.
Know.
We were young
I
in
know.
Love, ma'am.
That's what?
We were young in love. We had plans on getting married, ma'am. I never was supposed to end up here.
I want to tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
You left out a word. Stupid. Young in love and stupid.
I understand, yes, ma'am.
Nobody ever plans on ending up here. That's not the way you start off, but that's the way you're supposed to think.
Yes, ma'am.
What am I going to do so that I don't, if things don't work out, end up before her? That's what you're supposed to think. You hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
I understand.
It's very good.
Cheap, ma'am. Just on as far as my countersuit, she also, when she left, when she took her things, she also took my glasses, she took my phone. She's very vindictive and very revengeful. That's why she did my car.
And you should have.
So,
when she came back, when she came back,
Miss Hanson, you're not supposed to speak unless I'm looking at you. He let you tell me everything you had to tell me without interrupting you. If you interrupt him again, I'm going to throw you out.
Yes,
do you
ma'am.
Understand? You got it. Perfect. Go ahead.
Ma'am, when I left, obviously an argument is embarrassing. My friend was there as well. When we left my house, we went outside. She scratched both sides of my car. He had actually left to get away from the breakup. I took a vacation to Vegas. When we came back, his car was in front of my house. He knew with the friend and admitted to me after.
Who admitted to you?
She admitted to me that she had her and her friends literally did his car worse than mine. They keyed the entire car with the key, deep scratches, and slashed the tires.
Did you report it to the police?
We did have... Yes, ma'am.
Did you report it to
yes,
the
ma'am.
Police?
We
did
reported...
you get a police report?
We
can,
did
can
not.
Can I speak on that, please?
Yes, stand
okay.
up.
So this is what happened. I showed up that morning to my car, and I was driving off.
Listen
and
to
then
me.
I, yes,
listen.
We did call the sheriff.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Did you report it to the police?
The sheriff came
did
to the
Did you
scene.
Get a police report?
The reason why I didn't was because he was in love with her and I didn't want to get her arrested or get her charged. That's
have
the only reason why I didn't do it.
I made him not to.
I have the sheriff's card.
Have a seat.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You know what's really interesting? Why would you take the car to your brother to get an estimate
because
on fixing the car?
I don't want these scratches on the car.
Let me explain something to you, sweetheart.
And later today...
In order to find a job these days, you have to be organized. This kind of mental mishmash that you've been living in for the last 4 years, you have to kiss goodbye. It was a nice party for 4 years, but it's over.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Chelsea Hansen says, ex-boyfriend Antonio Reed owes for a series of unpaid loans. Antonio is countersuing, claiming Chelsea vandalized his car and stole his belongings.
Now, you have an estimate to get the car painted?
Yes, ma'am. My car.
I'd like to see it.
I also have a cell phone. How much
I'm not interested in your phone
my
or
glasses.
Your glasses.
The reason.
Not interested. Not interested.
I gotta see, ma'am.
Not interested. Why do we finish a glass? Oh, they're not doing all this work, sir. What they're gonna do is they're gonna paint your car.
They have to paint. It's a brand new car, ma'am. It's an expensive
Your
job.
Honor, may I say something?
Yeah.
Back in December 2011, when we got back together, I took the car to my brother, who works at an auto body shop. He quoted me $300 to paint the whole entire car.
Now, you can't paint the BMW for $300.
It wasn't a paint. It was to buff out the scratches.
I just wanted... You mean the scratches that somebody else did?
I feel like I'm responsible
for
the car.
No, I'm
at
responsible.
At the end of the day, the lease is in my name.
No,
it
listen,
can ruin my credit.
Don't try to talk over me. On what date did you bring the car to your brother?
I'm not sure of the exact date.
Give me the month.
December?
What was
when you were getting back together?
Of what year?
2011.
After the scratches were on the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you felt as if you were responsible.
At the end of the lease, whether he's not going to fix
that. I asked you a question.
Yeah, because it's my car. The lease is in my name.
She felt obligated to do it.
You know what?
The lease is in my name.
You know what's really interesting? I don't believe that you didn't cause the scratches on the car.
Why would I cause scratches on my own car?
Why would you, after that kind of a nasty breakup, and he's accused you of
the... It was not a nasty breakup.
I'm speaking. Why would you take the car to your brother to get an estimate on fixing the car?
I don't want these scratches on the car.
Well, yeah,
so
let me explain something to you, sweetheart. If you took the car at the end of the lease to your brother, because he's driving a car that you're obligated on, and you're driving a car that he's obligated on, if you said to me, well, after the lease is over, I'm going to take the car to my brother after he's finished with the car. But if you're breaking up with him...
We were getting back together at this point.
No, this is when you weren't
breaking... When he signed the note when we were getting back together, yes, ma'am.
So you signed the note, you were getting back together, and there were scratches on the car that you took, and your brother gave you an estimate before you broke up. You see, you told me a moment ago that you took the car...
No, this is why we were getting back together.
You told me a moment ago that you took the car to your brother after you broke up.
When we were getting back together.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Another car hit you as you were backing out. That's what you say. The other car probably says you weren't looking. And with this mess of cars that's parked here, I don't know how you even live in such a mess of the hectish in a life in your head.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Chelsea Hansen says... Ex-boyfriend Antonio Reed owes for a series of unpaid loans. Antonio is countersuing,
claiming Chelsea vandalized his car and stole his belongings.
Now, you guys want to play house together, play house together. I can't help either one of you. Actually, you each have a claim against the other for $5,000. You to repaint the 2011 BMW, which you can't do for $300. You could maybe do it for what you claim is $5,000. That's your estimate. And you got that from Johnny's International Auto Body, which is not your brother, I assume. Right?
Mm. No,
that's
which
a reasonable
is probably
estimate. And he owes you $5,000 according to his promissory note. Right? Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Sounds to me I can leave you both where I found you. Goodbye.
Body's our excuse. You may step out.
I mean, he knows I didn't do it.
Think she's upset because I broke up with her?
I know he knows that he owes me that money.
To be fair, honest, I think she's insecure herself.
He's just looking for a quick way to get out of the money.
So I think that's like the main issue.
He's a drug addict. He spends all his money on drugs.
No, I do go out. I drink.
That's a big problem with the relationship.
But I mean, other than that, I don't do anything else.
Why he didn't come home at night so he can do drugs?
So I don't understand why she say that.
He told me he did drugs. I never had to confront him.
But I understand that she is jealous.
Karma.
And she's upset.
He'll get what he deserves.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sacknitz versus Perkins. Step forward.
22-year-old Amanda Sacknitz is suing former friend, 22-year-old Matthew Perkins, for damaging her car when he backed it out of a fraternity house parking lot.
All right, this is not a very difficult case. At least I don't think it's very difficult. You parked your car where you weren't supposed to. You parked it illegally where you weren't supposed to. But where it's sort of a common accepted practice for young people to park their cars, go to the beach, and leave their car keys in a communal place so if their car is blocking in somebody else's car, the person can take out the keys and move the car. So far, is that right?
That's correct.
All right. I mean, this is something that young, silly people do. Well, without this young man's permission, who lived in the house, you didn't live in this house, in this fraternity house, or is it a fraternity house?
It's a fraternity,
fraternity house. Without his permission, you parked your car and you blocked his car. You took the keys, you put the keys in the communal box, and then you went to the beach. Is that where you went?
Yeah, one
to the beach. Don't speak. He came out, he had an appointment, you blocked his car in, he found the keys in the communal pot, he moved your car, and there was an accident, and your car was damaged.
Yes.
And you think he is totally responsible for your car.
Yeah.
Okay, is that pretty much what happened?
Yeah, that's
great. Correct. How much was it to fix your car?
$700.
$700, and
yes.
You have the receipt?
Yeah, I have an estimate.
I'd like to take a look at it, because you're gonna pay half. Because that's what you get. In my court, anyway. $700.77. Now, Mr. Perkins, this is your problem.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, if you assume the risk of moving her car rather than calling the police and having her car towed, which I would have done, actually, call them, say, there's somebody who I don't know who's blocking my car, and they would have sent a tow truck. They would have moved her car. It would have cost us $700 to get her car out of an impound. That's what you should have done. You didn't do that. You took it upon yourself to move the car, and another car hit you as you were backing out. That's what you say. The other car probably says you weren't looking, and whatever happened. With this mess of cars that's parked here, I don't know. I don't know how you even live in such a mess of a hectish in a life in your head. I don't know. Eventually, are you graduating from college soon?
Yes, this next month.
Next month?
Yep.
You're going to have to get organized very quickly, sir, unless you're fortunate enough to have parents who are sending you to graduate school.
I'm not.
You have
fortunate.
To go find a job?
Yes.
Did you find the job yet?
Still looking.
So the answer would be no?
No.
You have to get organized. In order to find a job these days, you have to be organized. This kind of mental mishmash that you've been living in for the last 4 years, you have to kiss goodbye. It was a nice party for 4 years, but it's over.
Yes.
Okay. But if you moved a car and there was an accident, you're at least partially responsible. She doesn't think she's responsible at all for creating the problem. But it would have cost you at least $350 to get your car out of impound, right?
Yeah.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $350. You pay for half, he pays for half. Bye.
Excuse me, they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
tell me what your relationship was with these two ladies?
He doesn't want to answer.
I said, well, how long have you guys been together? And she said, we got together in February. And I was like, what?
Next, Judge Judy.
He said he would pay for it.
It was more of like a reactionary.
And then changed his mind, I guess.
Type of event on my part where I felt like.
He didn't think it was his fault anymore.
Kind of scared at first, wasn't sure what to do.
I don't know, maybe just because.
But then as I had time to mull it over.
He's an irresponsible person.
I realized that I don't think I'm very responsible at all.